of a promise kept. I shall return in the early autumn, said Akana Soemon several hundred years ago, when bidding goodbye to his brother by adoption, young Hasebe Samon. The time was spring, and the place was the village of Kako in the province of Harima. Akana was an Izumo samurai, and he wanted to visit his birthplace. Hasebe said, "Your Izumo, the country of the Eight Cloud Rising, is very distant. Perhaps it will therefore be difficult for you to promise to return here upon any particular day. But if we were to know the exact day, we should feel happier. We could then prepare a feast of welcome, and we could watch at the gateway for your coming." "Why, as for that," responded Akana, "I have been so much accustomed to travel that I can usually tell beforehand how long it will take me to reach a place, and I can safely promise you to be here upon a particular day. Suppose we say the day of the festival Chōyō." "That is the ninth day of the ninth month," said Hasebe. "Then the chrysanthemums will be in bloom, and we can go together to look at them." "How pleasant! So you promise to come back on the ninth day of the ninth month?" "On the ninth day of the ninth month," replied Akana, smiling farewell. Then he strode away from the village of Kako in the province of Harima, and Hasebe Samon and the mother of Hasebe looked after him with tears in their eyes. "Neither the sun nor the moon," says an old Japanese proverb, "ever halt upon their journey." Swiftly the months went by, and the autumn came, the season of chrysanthemums. And early upon the morning of the ninth day of the ninth month, Hasebe prepared to welcome his adopted brother. He made ready a feast of good things, bought wine, decorated the guest room, and filled the vases of the alcove with chrysanthemums of two colors. Then his mother, watching him, said, "The province of Izumo, my son, is more than 100 li from this place, and the journey thence over the mountains is difficult and weary, and you cannot be sure that Akana will be able to come today. Would it not be better, before you take all this trouble, to wait for his coming?" "Nay, mother," Hasebe made answer, "Akana promised to be here today. He could not break a promise. And if he were to see us beginning to make preparation after his arrival, he would know that we had doubted his word, and we should be put to shame." The day was beautiful, the sky without a cloud, and the air so pure that the world seemed to be 1,000 miles wider than usual. In the morning, many travelers passed through the village, some of them samurai, and Hasebe, watching each as he came, more than once imagined that he saw Akana approaching. But the temple bells sounded the hour of midday, and Akana did not appear. Through the afternoon also, Hasebe watched and waited in vain. The sun set, and still there was no sign of Akana. Nevertheless, Hasebe remained at the gate, gazing down the road. Later, his mother went to him and said, "The mind of a man, my son, as our proverb declares, may change as quickly as the sky of autumn. But your chrysanthemum flowers will still be fresh tomorrow. Better now to sleep, and in the morning you can watch again for Akana if you wish." "Rest well, mother," returned Hasebe, "but I still believe that he will come." Then the mother went to her own room, and Hasebe lingered at the gate. The night was pure as the day had been. All the sky throbbed with stars, and the white river of heaven shimmered with unusual splendor. The village slept. The silence was broken only by the noise of a little brook and by the far-away barking of peasants' dogs. Hasebe still waited. waited until he saw the thin moon sink behind the neighboring hills. Then at last he began to doubt and to fear. Just as he was about to re-enter the house, he perceived in the distance a tall man approaching, very lightly and quickly, and in the next moment he recognized Akana. "Oh," cried Hasebe, springing to meet him, "I have been waiting for you from the morning until now. So you really did keep your promise after all. But you must be tired, poor brother. Come in. Everything is ready for you." He guided Akana to the place of honor in the guest room, and hastening to trim the lights, which were burning low. "Mother," continued Hasebe, "felt a little tired this evening, and she has already gone to bed. But I shall awaken her presently." Akana shook his head and made a little gesture of disapproval. "As you will, brother," said Hasebe, and he set warm food and wine before the traveler. Akana did not touch the food or the wine, but remained motionless and silent for a short time. Then, speaking in a whisper, as if fearful of awakening the mother, he said, "Now I must tell you how it happened that I came thus late. When I returned to Izumo, I found that the people had almost forgotten the kindness of our former ruler, the good Lord Enya, and were seeking the favor of the usurper Tsunehisa, who had possessed himself of the Tonda Castle. But I had to visit my cousin, Akana Tanji, though he had accepted service under Tsunehisa and was living as a retainer within the castle grounds. He persuaded me to present myself before Tsunehisa. I yielded chiefly in order to observe the character of the new ruler, whose face I had never seen. He is a skilled soldier and of great courage, but he is cunning and cruel. I found it necessary to let him know that I could never enter into his service. After I left his presence, he ordered my cousin to detain me, to keep me confined within the house. I protested that I had promised to return to Harima upon the 9th day of the 9th month, but I was refused permission to go. I then hoped to escape from the castle at night, but I was constantly watched, and until today I could find no way to fulfill my promise." "Until today," exclaimed Hasebe in bewilderment, "the castle is more than 100 li from here." "Yes," returned Akana, "and no living man can travel on foot 100 li in one day. But I felt that if I did not keep my promise, you could not think well of me, and I remembered the ancient proverb, 'Tama yoku ichi nichi ni sen li o yuku.' The soul of a man can journey 1,000 li in a day. Fortunately, I had been allowed to keep my sword. Thus only was I able to come to you. Be good to your mother." With these words he stood up, and in the same instant disappeared. Then Hasebe knew that Akana had killed himself in order to fulfill the promise. At earliest dawn, Hasebe Samon set out for the castle Tonda in the province of Izumo. Reaching Matsue, he there learned that, on the night of the 9th day of the 9th month, Akana Soemon had performed harakiri in the house of Akana Tanji in the grounds of the castle. Then Hasebe went to the house of Akana Tanji and reproached Akana Tanji for the treachery done, and slew him in the midst of the family and escaped without hurt. And when the Lord Tsunehisa had heard the story, he gave commands that Hasebe should not be pursued. For, although an unscrupulous and cruel man himself, the Lord Tsunehisa could respect the love of truth in others and could admire the friendship and courage of Hasebe Samon.